The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, it's normal for Leaving Cert students to feel a bit stressed coming up to the written papers, and particularly for those who missed out on that experience for a Junior Cert in 2020. So what can you do to dial down the anxiety levels as you approach the exams? Well, I'm joined by Career Guidance Counsellor, Irish Times education columnist Brian Mooney, but also by Leaving Cert student Alex Rowley. We'll go to Alex first. How are you feeling, Alex?
Yeah, no, since I woke up this morning, I'm a bit more nervous, especially because I haven't got as much done in the last week as I wanted to. But no, to be fair, I'm in general a bit of a relaxed person, so hopefully I'm not as stressed as some people might be.
Now, do you have kind of rules that you've set for yourself in terms of, you know, sleep, study time, diet, all of those things that, you know, the experts will be talking about?
Yeah, so I just to kind of reiterate what Brian had said previously, I think caffeine, trying to cut down a bit more on the caffeine is definitely helping, because, you know, you're a bit jittery after maybe two or three cups of coffee. So maybe keeping it to the one in the morning if you really need it, and also cutting out the energy drinks can definitely help. I think getting to bed at about, you know, a decent time, maybe 10 o'clock, also helps. And for me, my rules are in study. Normally, I try and, you know, I'll study after I get something done. So let's say it's after I get a shower in the morning and brush my teeth and everything, and then I try to get into study, or it's after I have lunch, you know. So if you kind of set it after, you know, a task that you do every day anyway, it helps you stick to it. And also recently, I got an app for my phone to try and help me just stay away from it. And I used it last night, and I managed to stay off my phone for about 2 hours, and it's a little app called Forest, and essentially what you do is you start it, and it starts this stopwatch, and it starts to plant a tree, and if you leave the app, your tree will start to wither away. So unless you want your tree to die, you need to stay off your phone, basically. And it actually reflects real life, and they plant real trees in real life as well.
That sounds like a very good idea. In terms of, you know, regrets, I have a few, but maybe too few to mention. In terms of the work done or not done, how are you feeling about that? Or do you ever dwell on that?
I try not to dwell on it too much, because it'll lead to stress, you see. So, you know, I think most Leaving Cert students, look, if you haven't got much you've done now, there is nothing you can do about it. Only do what you can now. So there's no point in stressing about the unchangeables. What's done is done, you know. Just focus on what you have to do now and get over the final furlong, because there is 101 million ways to get to the course you want to get, and some people can work their absolute hardest and still not get their course. You know, we can't really change what's going to come down the line. That's in the future. There's no point in stressing about it. I think just focusing on the here and now, getting it done, and, you know, everything will eventually work out.
And lastly, Alex, do you plan forward for those exams that are really appear at this moment to be miles away, you know, 2 weeks away, and you're worried maybe that you haven't done enough work? Do you do any work on those, or do you park them for the moment?
It's a little bit of both, I suppose. I mean, like, I'm studying kind of in the week leading up. I kind of try and get to everything, because it's good to have a range of topics throughout the day, because, you know, if you're studying the one subject in an entire day, you're going to get sick of it, and you're not going to take in the information. So you kind of do need to have a variety of subjects. But then, you know, the last couple of days and over the next couple of days, I'll be focusing on the subjects I'm about to sit. And then once those other subjects come up, I'll focus on them, because there is some time. I have a good bit of time between my business and ag science, as well as my biology and business. So I will have time to focus on those exams.
So basically you've planned ahead for that study regime. Alex, we'll check in with you after it's all over. But the best of luck in your coming papers. And you sound like a chilled guy, so I don't think you're going to be overwhelmed by stress. But thank you very much for joining us. Now, Brian Mooney, listening to that conversation, Alex sounds like he's in a good place. Brian?
Yeah, he's done exactly as we've talked about many times, Pat. You know, he's planned well, he's, you know, studying well, he's eating well, he's sleeping well, he's pacing himself throughout the day, he's looking at the structure of the exam papers. You know, obviously all the students have their English paper one tomorrow, but, you know, it's a very small number will have home ec in the afternoon, very small number will have engineering on Thursday morning, then everybody else will be back in for Thursday afternoon for English Paper 2. A lot of students Friday morning for Geography, and then Maths Paper 1 on Friday afternoon, and then they have the weekend. You know, Junior Cert students the same. They'll all have English tomorrow morning, then Religion in the afternoon, Irish Thursday morning, History in the afternoon. They tend to have their exams back-to-back, but they'll be finished, most of them, by next week. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a question of knowing your timetable and just structuring your time accordingly.
Mm. Now, Brian, if it's the first time you're doing an exam, or even if you did the Junior Cert and you're now approaching your Leaving Cert, there are a few things. I mean, the one thing you don't want is panic in the morning. If you need particular tools for a particular exam, for heaven's sake, do it the night before. Get it organized.
Oh, absolutely. And parents can be very helpful in this because, you know, go on the State Exams Commission website, download the timetable that I've just given. They're there, printable, and, you know, stick it on the fridge and just have that conversation. You know, each evening, okay, what's tomorrow? What do you need? And obviously look at the nutrition, any transport issues in terms of getting to the exam. You don't want any stress around any of that. And just plan it the night before. It's pretty straightforward. Mm. And having the timetable up can also be very helpful because under the stress of exams, particularly as we get into week 2 and week 3, you know, somebody may, you know, inadvertently think it's in an afternoon exam or it's a morning exam. So parents should keep an eye on that right through until the last paper to make sure there's no slip-ups.
So, Brian, first exam, you've got to arrive 30 minutes before the paper in order to kind of check in and get organised. Subsequent exams, then, it's 15 minutes before the paper. You know, as early as you can, without being there too early, so you can all talk yourselves, you know, you and your fellow students, into a frenzy of anxiety.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, I mean, follow the instructions. It's like the airport, you know, follow the instructions as to what time you're to be there. And, you know, don't get involved in any kind of conversations about what may or may not be coming, because all it's doing is building stress. And whatever you do, don't, you know, I'm sure students have all kinds of notes and prep stuff. Make absolutely certain none of that ends up in the exam room with you, because that could be detrimental, usually, if any of that were to be discovered by an examiner. So make absolutely sure you have what you require, plenty of fluids, you know, water, etc., and make sure that, you know, if you want a few sucky sweets, nothing noisy. So just make sure that you're there, and make sure that when you get the exam paper, you take your time, you calmly read it, don't be panicked, and, you know, begin to jot down the key points for your exam at the back of your answer book, you know, just rough work notes so that your brain
The thing that immediately crosses your mind when you read the thing, and read it carefully and slowly, and things that cross your mind, jot them down just as an aid memoir at the back of the paper.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. There are people who look at the paper, they're doing a higher paper, and they say, oh my God, I want to do the lower paper. Are they permitted to change?
At Junior Cert, no. At Leaving Cert, yes. And it's a total disaster, because obviously if you're sitting there and suddenly you hit a panic button and you ask for the Junior Cert or the ordinary level paper as opposed to the higher level paper, you've no preparation done for it. You've no teaching to that paper. And it's a complete disaster. Whatever paper that you have been preparing for, take it. Nerves at this stage are fully understandable, but it's a total disaster.
Yeah, so, and you know more than you think, you know, that's for sure.
Correct. And your brain has the capacity to begin to reflect on all of that stuff you've done over the last 2 years, if you give it enough time. So effectively, read the full paper when you get in. Obviously, if there's sections you're not going to touch, but read the material that you may be doing questions on, and go to the back of the answer book and begin to jot down the notes for all the questions, not just the one you're going to start with. Because your brain will then begin to reflect on them as you're writing. They'll be reflecting on the second and the third and the fourth question. And the things that you might remember walking home after the exam will actually occur to you during the exam if you actually engage your brain with all of the questions you're going to attempt. And that's the key, obviously, to give your brain the capacity. Because we all know situations in which we're struggling to remember something, a person's name or something you've just met, and then a half an hour later it pops into your head. Whereas if you leave each question to you're about to start it, you're going to remember stuff when you're on your way home, which is useless.
All right. Well, Brian, we will no doubt be touching base with you right throughout the course of Leaving Cert 2022 and, of course, Junior Cert as well. There are people undergoing that ordeal. But for the moment, Brian Mooney, Career Guidance Counsellor, Irish Times Education Columnist, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.